meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Hartley Neagle.
Here.
Mr. Hollins. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 10 present, 3 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of May 22nd, 2018?
Motion to approve or distribute.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved for May 22nd, 2018. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of May 29th, 2018?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved for May 29th, 2018. Are there any announcements by members of council regarding legislation? Hearing none?
Yep.
Introduction...
You might have some, Madam President, right? Yours that were tabled earlier in executive committee?
Right. I was going to get to those and just table it then.
Okay.
Mr. Woods and Mr. Hollins have entered. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18062, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation regarding the recoupment of collection fees for delinquent taxes and sewer service charges. Ordinance 18063, amend the grants budget. Appropriate funding from Newcastle County Council to the Community Outreach Program grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18064, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget. Reduce the grants and fixed charges budget line item with County Council to provide funding for the Community Outreach Program. Ordinance 18065. Amend the grants budget. Approve $164,300 in anticipated State of Delaware grant and aid funds to the Absalom Jones Senior Center FY 2019, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18066. Amend the grants budget. Appropriate $200,125.54 in actual program income to the Home Investment Partnership Program Home FY 2015 grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18067. Amend the grants budget. Appropriate $350,000 to the Contracted Police Duty Revolving Fund, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18068, amend the annual FY 2019 operating budget. Reduce the FY 2019 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety Office of Emergency Management by $434,297 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2019. Ordinance 18069, amend the grants budget. Appropriate $292,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, $434,297 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $60,000 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, Nuclear, to fund the operations of the Newcastle County Office of Emergency Management for FY 2019. Ordinance 18070, amend the grants budget, appropriate additional federal grant award of $49,336 and the Federal Bureau of Justice assistance through the Delaware Criminal Justice Council to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's Criminal Justice Council Police Connection Alliance grant.
Reports from Special Committee, Land Use, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes, we met last week, and we will be voting on the
ordinances and resolutions that we went through, one being the renaming of a road, and the other would be the Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you. Technology Subcommittee, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, we met to review the new technological advances in our technology unit and IS department, and then we went to executive session to talk about cybersecurity.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today at the Finance Committee, we had a rather lengthy agenda. I'm going to try to get through it as quickly as I can. On the resolutions, we had a refund of duplicate tax payment and tax payment in error. We had a resolution that files the HUD Consolidated Action Plan for Community Development Block Grants and Emergency Solutions Grant, and also the Home Investment Partnerships. Then there was a series of ordinances that appropriate the different funds that will go to these different programs for Community Development Block Grant, for the Emergency Solutions Grant, and for the Home Investment Partnerships. We also had ordinances that appropriate money from Delaware Department of Labor for State Summer Youth Program that go for both the city and Newcastle County. We had an ordinance under Councilman Sheldon's sponsorship to establish parity among the rural offices with the technology funds, and it would allow the Registered Rural's Office to levy a 0.25% fee on the states so they could develop their own technology fund to meet their needs in that office. Then we have the substitute ordinance for the revenue ordinance for Newcastle County. That is the compromise that we'll be voting on tonight. We also have a ordinance that is amended to adjust the attrition rate for the county police from 5% to 2.5%. We have all the tabled ordinances that relate to the capital program and bonds for the Newcastle County Capital Investment Program. We had a discussion on the vacant housing and munitions and associated costs. That ordinance will come to council on the 26th for further discussion. We approved the travel request by the county auditor. We approved 12 council grants for various council members to great causes throughout the county. Nothing on the expensive roundtable comments by the county executive or other, and the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. Public Safety Committee met today, and we discussed four ordinances that will be voted on June 26th. We had three presentations from the police department. One, the Hero Help Program. The other, we had an update from the from Community Services, and we had a presentation on the Connections Alliance.
Thank you. The Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Executive Committee met this afternoon, a little after 4 o'clock we started. We had an interview of the Acting Chief Human Resources Officer to appoint her to the position of Chief Human Resources Officer. It's on tonight's agenda on the consent calendar.
Thank you. On the consent calendar, there are none presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time and state your name for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next, R18OAL. I request that 018OAL be read by title only. and I am making a motion for it to be tabled.
Second.
Resolution 18080, consenting to the appointment of David M. Greger to the position of Chief Financial Officer.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? The motion passes. Next, R18081. I request that 018081 be read by title only, and we will not be tabling that one, and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 18081, consenting to the appointment of Dolores Hayes Arrington to the position of Chief Human Resources Officer.
Per title? Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18081.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18081 is passed. Next, R18082. Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 18-082 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 18082, approving the refund of duplicate tax payment on 7450 Lancaster Pike, tax parcel number 08007.40036, and taxes paid in error on 2351 Glasgow Avenue, tax parcel number 11026.00075.
Mr. Cartier?
Under County Code, any relief of taxes paid in error, duplicate payments in excess of $20,000 require council approval. We have one address, 7450 Lancaster Pike. Taxes paid in error for that. The other one is 2351 Glasgow Avenue. One was a duplicate. The Lancaster Pike is a duplicate. The Glasgow Avenue is a tax paid in error. The amounts are described in the ordinance, but we reviewed it in finance, and just slightly over in line requires council approval.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18082.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18082 is passed. Next, R18083. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution 18083 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 18083, authorizing the filing of an application for federal assistance with the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and the Cranston-Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act as amended.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. This is a formal part of the application process. We have to apply for federal funds in order to receive them, and this is just a catalyst for us to receive federal funding that we get for affordable housing and other things that help our residents here in Newcastle County.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18083.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R18083 is passed. Next, R18084, Mr. Powers?
Yes, thank you. I move that Resolution 18-084 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Resolution 18-084, to rename the private drive leading to the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center, tax parcel number 15022.00080, to Stephen R. Floyd Sr. Way.
Mr. Powers?
Yes, this was the officer that was killed in the down there a year or so ago, and we're naming the entrance coming in after Stephen R. Floyd Sr.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18084.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R18084 is passed. Next, R18052. Mr. Smiley?
Motion to go out of order and return to this resolution when it's the proper time during the budget process.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Moving on to ordinances. 018053. Ms. Diller? Mr. Holmes?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 18053 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18053, amend the grants budget, appropriate $2,318,157 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $350,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant FY2019, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins?
This appropriates the federal funding to Newcastle County as well as income. When money is paid back from these various programs, we put it back into a revolving loan pool to assist other families.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018053.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018053 is passed. Next, 018054. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 18054 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18054, amend the grants budget, appropriate $74,795.44 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2018 State Summer Youth Employment Program, City of Wilmington grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Holmes?
Thank you, Madam President. This is a pass-through grant from the Delaware Department of Labor to benefit summer youth activities for Newcastle County youth as well as the City of Wilmington youth.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018054.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018054 is passed. Next, 018055. Mr. Hollins?
I yield to my colleague, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 18-04
55 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18055, amend the grants budget for FY 2019, appropriate federal funds of $187,215 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development HUD to the Emergency Solutions Grant FY 2019, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, this is HUD, these are HUD funds that move from community services to help with the shelter programs in Newcastle County.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018055. Mr. Bell?
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018055 is passed. Next, 018056. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 18-056 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18056, amend the grants budget, appropriate $104,975 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2018 State Summer Youth Employment Program, Suburban Newcastle County Grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, again, this is Department of Labor funds for our summer youth program coming to community services.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018056.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018056 is passed. Next, 018057. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 18-057 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18057, amend the grants budget for FY 2019, appropriate federal funds of $991,978 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, an estimated program income of $75,000 to the FY 2019 Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, as follows. Appropriate $106,698 to the Home Administration FY 2019, $811,483 to the Home Investment Partnership Program subgrantees and Home Rehab FY 2019, and $148,797 to the Home Investment Partnership Program Community Housing Development Organization CHDO FY 2019, which are administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, these are HUD funds coming through for our various housing programs.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018057.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018057 is passed. Next, 018058. I request that 018058 be read by title only, and I'll be tabling.
Second.
Ordinance 18058 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and to adopt the class specification for the position title of Parks Division Manager.
Does all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Next, 018059. I request that 018059 be read by title only and making a motion to table.
Second.
Ordinance 18059, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service rural office employees and to upgrade the position title of Register of Wills Office Administrator. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. 018060, Mr. Sheldon.
I move that ordinance 18-060 be read in by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 18060, to amend section 2.03.006 of the Newcastle County Code to establish parity among row offices for assessment of technology fees and maintenance of technology escrow accounts. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes. We talked about this extensively upstairs. The Register of Wills was there and made his piece. All this does is make it parity. He needs $147,000 this coming year for new technology and new software. When we discussed this at his meeting down here, actually, and talking about closing all these cases, he did say to me, next year is going to be a problem because we don't have the money. And that's what the thought of was, well, the Court of Deeds has it, Clerk of Peace has it, why don't you? So this ordinance will increase by $142,900, so it says, and then increase throughout the years to $300,000 after that. It's being added, attributed to closing costs going from 1.75% to 2%. And it's technically, it's around $95 more per case as it gets closed.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. When you look at what has been accomplished by our Register of Wills sewer property, it's a good record. They cleaned up a huge backlog. They've delivered to the county over $2.5 million in fees from the states that were backlogged. I've got a lot of confidence in his leadership. I know that demands on these offices all throughout the county for technology upgrades to increase productivity are pretty expensive, and we need to be aware of that. So with this, it's a 0.25% increase on the closing costs for an estate, and it allows the Register of Wills to have a technology fund. You won't come back to the general fund for money to upgrade the technology, software technology in his office. So I'm going to support this. I think it reflects my confidence also in his leadership.
Thank you. Does anyone else from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have a lot of confidence in the Register of Wills office and the person that's in the office. However, I feel that we are trending in the wrong direction here. We started this whole technology fee idea with the Recorder of Deeds office, and now it's moved into another office. Now we're going into a third office, and we're calling it parity. Actually, what it is an additional tax. The Register of Wills has done an outstanding job. He cleared up a backlog of estates just recently in the last few weeks, handed over to Newcastle County $2.5 million. And I feel that they've showed the capability to close out these estates, to rent this money, give it to Newcastle County, and then a few weeks later to say that now we got to have another tax on top of the fact that they're providing these kind of funds. I just don't buy the logic. I just don't think that these so-called technology fee ideas should be spreading throughout Newcastle County government. The fact of the matter is, when the row officers technology fee was created, the idea was to provide technology support to all county agencies, but I don't believe that it's prudent to have every single agency or department in Newcastle County to have a so-called technology fee, so I cannot support it.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that have a comment or question? Yes, Mr. Street.
I appreciate the eloquence of Penrose Hollins his presentation. I don't feel like being eloquent. Y'all just taking people's money. You got seven, go ahead and take it, but I can't support it.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Yes. Go around the back. Come up on the side here. And you'll sign in
with the Councilman Smiley. You'll come up, state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes right here at the podium. And pull the mic towards you.
I'm Todd Ruppel, Cleveland District 5, Lisa Taylor, this is my councilwoman. They didn't open up the public comment today, but I want to say that I personally support Cyril Papadi getting the money. Now, how he gets the money is up to you guys. When I heard he's using typewriters, I just couldn't even fathom today that anybody uses a typewriter. And if that's the technology he's using, we need to upgrade it. Now, two suggestions, whatever it would be. Why, if he's given $2.5 or $2.6 million, why can't he keep $150,000 of that money and fix his technology and not deliver to the fund? Now, if you do decide to go the way you want to do it, my suggestion would be, once he gets the $150,000, to sunset it or give it a 2 or 3 year period, and then it will sunset and then go back to where it was. That way he can get his money and it's not on the record. That's just some options that I would like to offer the council. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-060. Mr. Bell?
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Matt Foden?
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 8 yes, 3 no, 1 not voting, and 1 absent.
018-060 is passed. Next, substitute number 1 to 018-061. Mr. Smiley?
I request substitute number 1 to 18-061 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Substitute number 1 to ordinance 18061, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2019 beginning July 1, 2018.
Mr. Smiley?
Okay. Because we are on the council record and we have quite a few people in the council chamber, I'm just going to briefly review this. This proposal, if adopted, enacts a budget of 15%, 7.5 of which would go into effect for FY19. The balance, which would be a 6.5217%, because the second year would be based on a higher amount. So it can't be 7.5 and 7.5, because then it would exceed a 15%. Tax increase. So that would be given, that would be listed as a credit on the tax bill. So it would be 7.5% this year. It would be that percentage of a credit that would show on the tax bill. Next year, that would automatically be considered part of the FY 2020 budget, unless the executive branch or the council introduce legislation to reduce the amount of the credit or leave it in place in full and take funding from elsewhere in order to balance the budget. Again, county council or the county executive could introduce legislation that would either use the 6.5217 to balance the budget or use none of it to balance the budget, or use a portion. Technically, if the funding was on an uptick as it has been, if the hotel tax increased above the projected $3 million and the county was doing well, we could technically push that 15% tax increase that we would vote tonight. The balance of it could be pushed out incrementally in out years. So that's what is before us. This takes the 7.5%, the $1.6 million from increasing the RTT use from 90% to 95%. It uses the $3 million anticipated for the hotel tax. It includes funding anticipated to be saved because of the first-time home buyer cap that we achieved in the state legislature. And in addition, it will utilize funds from the tax stabilization account. That's it.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier.
Yeah, just very briefly following up on Councilman Smiling's comments, my fellow co-chair of finance. This compromise, which doesn't please everybody, and that's the great thing about a compromise, that was brought forward by ideas suggested from members of council who didn't want to vote for a 15% tax increase, preferred a phase-in tax increase over 2 years, and this compromise addresses that concern, and the taxpayers of this county, the citizens, can still get the benefit of the tax stabilization reserve, so I think it does the best that we could do in the circumstance, and it assures, you know, continued funding in a balanced budget for the county, gives certainty to our employees, and allows the county to go forward responding to all the demands from our citizens for the great services of libraries and our public safety division. And I just think it would be the best thing for us to approve this and go forward. Next year is another budget year. We can, as Councilman Smiley said, adjust, relook at, figure out where we want to go in terms of the following year. So I think it's in the nature of compromise. It doesn't please everybody, and therefore I think strikes a great balance. But it does respond to the concern raised on the floor here at the 15% vote that people wanted an alternative that was single-digit smaller for this fiscal year, and it accomplishes that goal.
Mr. Smiley?
The only other thing I just do want to place on the record that council members have been provided with the certification of revenues necessary to balance the FY19 operating budget.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. As you all know from the last vote, I did not vote for the tax hike. In all of the public hearings we had from the town hall meeting to civic association meetings, I have talked about the 15%. I have not hit a lot of resistance on that, but most of the resistance was they did not want 15% in 1 year, and they would like it to be phased in. Today we sat and talked with in a public safety committee meeting, and every time they brought forth one of their new programs and what they are doing, there were kudos from council people on what a great innovative program one of the three that we talked about was. Everybody had kudos for public safety. You can't continue to have those kinds of programs if we have no money to continue with startups and new initiatives, or that we are constantly asking the same people to do the same thing over and not putting in any new funding for it. One of the things that Mr. Smiley did not mention but also would play into this budget is that by law we have to put put 20% of what our estimated revenue source is into the reserves on an annual basis. When you have a 15% tax hike, your expected annual revenue would be a different dollar amount than with a 7.5% tax hike. So that alone would save us money by going through the 15% versus the 7.5%. But I said this afternoon, I sent a broadcast email out to all of the constituents that I have email addresses for, the majority of them, and there weren't many that even responded because, just as with the town hall meetings, not that many people actually attended them. But the majority of the people that did respond said that they were fine with going this way, with the phasing in 15%. Those that were adamant about no, or that said they would rather see us do some cuts, the examples that they gave were DelDOT examples. So I'm not convinced that this county even understands the difference between what state government and what county government is responsible for. So I am going to be supporting this tonight. I think when we look at public policy, a lot of policy is a compromise, and when you talk to a lot of different people and you get a lot of different ideas together, most of the time you come out with the best of all of those ideas. And I think that that's pretty much what happened here in this compromise. We were concerned mainly as a council about the cuts that would have to be taken if we didn't have enough revenue coming into this year's budget, and along with this compromise, there has been a promise that there will be no cuts to services.
Thank you. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes. I mean, you raised my hand. You must have been thinking about it.
You have raised it.
I first appreciate the last vote on the sewer increase. Why was the seventh vote? But I also got something I've been really looking at, and that's monthly billing. And actually maybe using a third-party vendor, considering it, to go through the financial aspect of it. But I did not hear on the property tax, so I did vote for fees. Let it be known, I voted for fees at 12%. The question that I had before in emails was a consulting group. Two things I want to know. Are we able and will we put on writing that we will go to a consulting group to get your financial accountability analysis and needs assessment and the human capital services? Would they be willing to do that? The other question is, are they willing to put in writing there will be no layoffs or whatsoever? None. Those are questions that I need to have answered before I can vote. Either way.
Are you asking for someone to come up now?
I hope somebody's here from the administration. And if they're not, then
can someone from the administration come up and answer Councilman Sheldon's questions?
Well, I want to hear it from them. In any department.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Vanessa Phillips. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer for Newcastle County. In response to Councilman Sheldon's questions, layoffs are not an option at this point. If the current ordinance that's on the table now is passed, so there will be no layoffs if we are able to pass this budget. Also, in terms of the monthly billing, we have proposed a task force to research that issue to see how operationally we can put in place monthly billing.
I agree with that. That was one of the reasons why I did. For the property tax part of it.
Yes, for the property tax, we'll also be researching that as well.
Okay. What about the needs assessment from a consulting group that we talked about before? Not you personally, but I've talked about with the county exec. It's been over a year or so, and I'm not getting any reply from that.
The needs assessment for consulting?
Oh, no, a consulting group. Mm-hmm. The Gordon administration, which they're out of business now, hired a Phoenix group. They came in and said, this is what, if I was you, we would do. It gave what the police, how many police they needed. It gave all the needs for the assessment. whether you got to raise taxes, whether you consolidate different departments. It came in and gave a good thorough lookout to what the county government at that time should be look like. I didn't vote most of the parts in, but not everything. But it was voted in, so everybody had confidence that we were looking at this and that you just didn't raise taxes for nothing. It was something that we could go back to our constituents and say, look, we got this. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So I can tell you that we have discussed doing a needs assessment for a number of initiatives, including impact fees and some other fees that we have on the table, but I don't have any knowledge as to a needs assessment study for consolidating departments.
Well, it'll be about everything. I don't want to, that one word is not, okay. It was everything, taxes, what you needed, and so forth. What they did a line item by line item and said, you don't need this many aides or something like that. They came back and came through with this. It was in 1997, so it was before my time. Councilman Weiner and Councilman Hollins would know more about this. But it was passed. It was looked at as a gigantic accomplishment. And I talked about this in 2016, and it seemed to go by the wayside. And I think maybe we could, it would just help everybody to say, this is an independent person. I'm not saying what the groups are. I mean, you put them out to bid because there'll be more than 50 grand. Mm-hmm. But I just went through with the Solid Waste Authority, and I'm going to tell you, they cut positions, and they raised positions money-wise throughout the department. And when it came down, we were, as a board, we were just so happy that we had something in writing in front of us that we could go to the haulers and say, look, we have to raise your impact fees because of this, but we're going to do this and this. So it made everybody more comfortable to have an outside, a polished group. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say the name, but they were from King of Prussia, good service, and we were very well impressed at the Delaware Solid Waste Authority. But, I mean, you're not going to be able to say yes tonight on this, but it's something that, you know, I talked about, and again, I'm not getting anywhere out. It's not that far of an out-of-box thinking. So,
well, I can't speak to any conversations that you've had with the county executive. However, I can say that some of the ideas that you have put forth, we've definitely considered. We think they're great ideas, and collaborating with you has produced great results in terms of putting together a task force to look into new initiatives like monthly billing, and I'm sure the county executive would be willing to expand the needs assessment that we're currently considering to look into other ways that we can provide you with that information.
Questions answered, Mr. Sheldon. Yes, Mr. Smiley.
Councilman Sheldon, I think if we'd have had that earlier, we may have been able to get exactly what you're looking for as far as in writing or whatever, but the only thing I can tell you is I think it's a good idea. I have absolutely no problem in pledging you right here for what it's worth. I will work with you to get this needs assessment agreement, to get it done, to appropriate the funding necessary to get it. Whether you vote for this or not, it's something that can't be anything but helpful. And in my mind, what it is, we're looking at a countywide operations and funds need analysis is what we're looking for. And I don't think anyone on council doesn't support that. And we'll do what we, I think we'll do what we have to do to get that done.
And I would just like to clarify that the county executive did send a letter a few days ago that does speak to layoffs in terms of not considering that under current budget proposal. So that is in writing.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up to the public for comment. Seeing none, yes, please come around, go around by the back, and sign in.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
John Thomas with Prime Residential Mortgage. Just wanted to put my opinion on record that I don't think this is good. I think every time there's a budget shortfall, we go to homeowners and home buyers, and I think we're going to the well too much. You got the state raise the transfer tax, so we are now the highest closing costs in the country with our closing costs. We just raised the sewer bill. The school districts, I know the big ones, Christina School District, I think APO in the last 2 years have raised their taxes. Interest rates are going up, home prices are going up. I don't think you're looking at the affordability for most of your constituents trying to purchase a home or maintain a home. You can't just keep going to real estate and going to the wells. By the end of the year, interest rates will be 6%. So you couple that by increasing the monthly costs on the property taxes even a little bit. $7 a month to $10 a month can equate to 8% in the interest rate. So the affordability just keeps going down if you keep trying to balance your budget on real estate. I mean, how many times do you keep going? And from my thought, oh, we can lower it. When's the last time you saw taxes go down? Once you raise taxes, they don't typically go down. So saying that we can raise it and then give it back, I mean, it's a great idea in theory, but when do you guys ever give money back? When has that happened? When's the last time you lowered taxes? I can't remember, right? So my opinion is you're going to price the affordability out. I do a ton of first-time home buyers. I teach classes every single month. I don't know if you've even considered what will the cost of the house be at the end of 2019. What will the interest rates be? So you raising property taxes, what's that do to affordability? It certainly doesn't help. And then if you look at statistics, what are you going to do in 2019 and 2020 when we're in a recession? Because that's every economic projection model is a recession is coming 2019, 2020. It's just a matter of time when it comes through. So if you're raising taxes and affordability and a recession hits, what happens then? So just like to put that on the record.
Thank you. So before you step down,
yeah.
Mr. Smiley and Mr. Cartier, I believe
two things for the record. This legislation does raise taxes and at the same time give back.
So you're giving so back. It's a net give back? Or is it the net effect?
15% increase, but only 7.5% is going into effect. The other's being credited.
Okay,
for the record.
But
you have
not
to say.
You have
not
to say.
Okay.
So you're still raising. It's like saying, hey, if
and for the back, record, for the record,
you.
But if Newcastle County government, which was created by state government,
sure,
was created to be funded by property taxes. That's what it's for. We don't build widgets, and we're not exporting anything to China. This is what we have to fund with.
Sure.
So, just for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Collier.
Thank you. And also for the record, sir, and I respect your opinion, and you certainly have the kind of pulse of the real estate market. Newcastle County hasn't been going to the well frequently. Last time we did a tax increase was 9 years ago.
I'm not saying it's you, but if people have gone before you, you're still hitting the same people, is what I'm saying, is... Because if the school districts have been going to the well a lot, and then you come, but you're last in line, but you're still in line.
Just follow on. The functions that we perform are vitally critical. About 66 cents every dollar we raise goes to public safety. And believe me, when people pick up that phone and they dial 911, they're in crisis and they need a response.
Totally. I'm not saying that what you guys do is not valuable, but what I'm saying is if you look at, and it's not just you, it's on a whole. If everyone's going to the homeowner and the home buyer to balance their budget, like what did the state do August to balance their budget with no comment period? At midnight, raise the transfer tax, right? 4%.
Thank you. And Mr. Weiner and then Ms. Kilpatrick have questions.
Thank you. Sir, you've made a compelling argument about the state raising costs. That's completely irrelevant for this discussion. What is relevant is that the state has imposed upon the county unfunded mandates. They've taken away their fair portion of the EMS. They've taken away their underwriting of dog control, but they charge us. And yes, they put a very high transfer tax, but that's totally irrelevant. We haven't raised taxes in 9 years. So when I spoke to my constituents, when we took a look at the analysis, we had to decide whether or not people would want to live in this county if we couldn't afford police, EMS, and 911. And when 80 cents out of every dollar of the taxes that are paid each year don't go to the county, but go for school, it creates an unfair perception that you're saying that the county is raising taxes. Let's analyze exactly what it is. When I take a look at your house, my guess is you're going to pay less than 50 cents a day to assure that the police come when you call 911. There's no alternative because we've cut the fat and we're cutting into the bone. It's time for folks simply, rather than just wagging their finger at the county, to take a look at the hard job we've done to cut our expenses. And I'm not happy with what you've said, and I think it's unfair, and I felt that I needed to correct your misinterpretation. I don't need any more comment.
Okay, I don't want your comments.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You had your comments, I've made mine. Thank you. Unless another person has a question, I don't want to hear back from you.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. And understand that any tax hike that we do is not just on a residential category. Everybody gets the same hike. So it's the percentage that comes from industrial and commercial is certainly much higher in dollar value, same percentage, but much higher in dollar value than what we're getting out of the residents.
And again, I'm not saying that you guys have done everything that's been done, but whether you impose it or someone else imposes it, the resident is still the one that's going to pay increased fees or decreased affordability. And everyone's got a point of view, and I respect it. I'm just giving you a point of view from affordability and home ownership in terms of what, because just with the rates moving up like they have, the affordability has dropped across the county. Like, and it's only going to get worse because rates are not going anywhere down. So if you're looking at it from an affordability point of view, and again, I get you guys don't have an easy job, never said it was. I'm just offering a perspective as a mortgage person that, you know, and again, not that the county did anything with the state taxes, never said that. Not that you had anything to do with the school tax, but when you're coming behind that, you're still having an impact on something that's already been impacted, is my point of view. And I've never said you guys raise the taxes yourself.
Mr. Sheldon, and then Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yeah, just, I have to ask this because I've asked all my constituents. I don't know where you live or whatever, but what would you do? What would you cut? Everybody who's answered me said, well, we got to get illegal immigrants out. We have to do this. We have to get rid of contractors. And we don't do that. And if we did, the cost of contractors not being registered that we've caught is like $150,000. We're $15 million in a hole. We need a little better solutions than this.
Sure, I got you. I'm just, again, in terms of do I have a total budget to give you? No, I don't. Like, I'm not going to have a magic pill to solve your problem. I just want you to know that you're going to have an affordability issue. It's going to get worse. It's not getting better. Home prices are going up. There's no end in sight to the limited inventory, and rates are moving up. They've already moved up. Affordability is a problem, and it's going to get worse in Newcastle County.
Well, if you're a realtor or a mortgage, I didn't understand.
I'm a mortgage.
Okay, yeah. You do know this is the second biggest splurge in the realtor market since 1999 in Newcastle County. 2007 was more. But only by about 3 percentage points. This is the largest seller's market. How can you say it's not affordable when we don't have no inventory? We have only 600 homes
for
sale.
That's what I mean by affordable. When you don't have inventory, prices go up. So if prices go up coupled with interest rates going up, you have affordability issue. Is what I'm saying. Because wages keeping pace with
Is there no market?
Why is there no homes?
Because there's a big splurge on selling and buying.
Well, there's not enough homes for sale right now. Now, why? There's a myriad of reasons for that, but I don't think that matters for the discussion. Okay. You know, what I'm telling you is affordability is supply and demand. So if you don't have enough homes for sale and you have more people that want them, the price goes up, and builders aren't building homes in home prices that are affordable. Like, you under $200,000, you're not going to have a builder build a house.
I get that.
Right. So no one's building affordable housing right now because there's no profit in it.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. first of all, we all know about the problem with
right.
less expensive housing, and that's a UDC problem. People are still going to buy in Delaware because of the prices of our homes and because of the tax that we have here, because there is no surrounding state that has a property tax as low as what ours is.
They're buying at the higher price range from out of state.
Madam
President, point of order. Okay, since when do we have this back and forth argumentative conversations? Is public comment, people are allowed to give comment? And second...
Until you're called upon?
And second... When
you're out of
where?
Order.
I'm never knew about
right
me being
now,
out of order. Since
place.
When did not one but several thousand people
you're
attack a person who's making a public presentation? You're allowing it. You're out of order.
As long
for
as it is they're speaking on the issue, there's no personal attacks, and there's civility. And I was going to just mention that to Mr. Weiner before he spoke, and to make sure that we are. Moving forward, and I saw he left the room for a moment.
That wasn't me.
And so as long as a constituent has a question and council members are answering questions and asking, I believe that that is an important dialogue to take place. The public has a right to question and know.
Well, I don't... Normally, this is not... Public speakers are not a question and answer, but when somebody does speak, the council people do have... the ability to make comments on what was said. And if I look at, I'm concerned about taxes. I pay taxes just like everybody else does. But when I look at what I would get if I moved into Pennsylvania, the taxes there, I have a friend whose son owns a house. He paid $290,000 for the house, and his taxes are $17,000 a year. We would have to have some major hike in both school and property taxes for us to get to that point. The mortgage rates are not something we control. We do control property taxes. Our property taxes are very, very low for living in on the East Coast in the corridor that we live in. And that's why people from other states are continuing to move here, because of our taxes. A 15% with 7.5 credit is not on the county portion only, not on the state portion, is not going to put us out of the market for the people that are coming from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania to buy houses where they can now come and live comfortably.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from council? Mr. Weiner and the member that I just mentioned.
Thank you. So, sir, your choice is you have a product to sell. I would suggest to you that your product won't sell well if we live in an unsafe community without police, without 911, without EMS. The other thing is to spend down what little paltry savings that we have. I don't think you would do it in your own household. You think you would figure out to bring in more income as well as spend some of your savings. But, sir, what you're proposing is without consideration for the harsh realities of the cost that it has to deliver the services that people desire and want. And so I ask that you not look at the county's situation through your focus of the fact that there may be costs on, but look at it as a loyal citizen of a county that delivers loved services of public safety, which is 66% of every dollar. And the constituents I've spoken to, sir, are pleased to understand that they have to pay for those services, and after 9 years, if that means an extra 50 cents a day, so that when they call 911, the police EMS will come, they indicate a willingness to do so. Thank you. Don't need a response.
Are there any other questions for members of council? Seeing none, thank you, sir, and I appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
Will the next person please come up, state your name for the record? And you have 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Karen Cheeseman. I'm an executive director of a nonprofit out of Edgemoor Gardens. Right now, the county is putting in a park for us that we fought for. There are programs that are running in my neighborhood that they would like to put into other neighborhoods, but without the funds, they're not going to do it. So this little bit of tax isn't much. I'm a homeowner in Edgemoor, so I don't mind paying more if it's going to get children off the streets and busy, so that there's not, the crime goes way down. So, I mean, the tax doesn't bother me. Most of the people I talk to, it doesn't bother them. It's only a couple dollars a month. You can spend that on McDonald's. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam. Will the next person please come up? Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Peggy Schultz, and I'm speaking on my own behalf this evening. My husband and I are retired, and we live on a fixed income. We don't like to pay taxes any more than anybody else, but we love the services Newcastle County offers us, and we're willing to pay additional taxes, and we keep in mind that I think in Baltimore County the taxes are something like 1.5%, in Newcastle County 0.66, in Chester County I think 1.1%. So we're in pretty good shape here in Newcastle County. One thing I love about Newcastle County is we've got really cool libraries, and we've got a new cool library, super cool library on Route 9, which has given hope to a lot of people in this so-called depressed area. I love the emergency services that revived my husband when he had felt unconscious because of hydration, and he was working out in the yard one time, and they couldn't find a pulse, but they got him going again, and he's in good shape today. I love the parks in which we can recreate, and I love running in the nearby parks. There are a lot of really good departments in Newcastle County, but the one with which I'm most familiar is the Land Use Department. And I think we're incredibly lucky, blessed to have this department, which has vision. It's really wonderful to have these planners who are thinking ahead and who think with their hearts and their minds, and who do see a vision for the people of Newcastle County. I'm supportive. My husband and I are both supportive of the tax increase.
Thank you very much, Helen. Will the next speaker please come up?
Could I just say something?
Sorry, Ms. Dyer.
Peggy, I want to be you when I grow up. Thank you.
You mean you're getting taller?
So mean, Councilman Smiley, so mean.
Personal attacks, please.
Thank you.
Just an observation.
3 minutes, please.
All right, I'm Todd Ruckel. Todd Ruckel, I'm the Director of Relocation and Business Development for Keller Williams. We are the largest broker in Delaware. And I'm a former council member myself in the city of Newark for 2 terms. So I've sat in your seats and I've heard these debates. I've had debates about budget and everything on where we have to meet. Nobody wants to cut services. Nobody. And you shouldn't. What the other gentleman here was saying is stop going after homeowners. Now, what I suggest, I work with some attorneys and some other folks, I made a suggestion, most of you folks were there today, is there's a whole segment of the population that doesn't get taxed. They don't pay property tax, they don't pay transfer tax, they don't pay recording fees. They utilize, and as the police will mention over here, if I say the word tenant, in the city of Newark, I just got corrected on this day, it was 6 times more likely that a tenant would use the police and other services. And I don't know the stat for the county, but if you ask these gentlemen and these ladies back here, I'm sure they will tell you the facts. Okay, can I get more time? Thanks.
You'll get 3 minutes, and then Mr. Weiner has a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you want to
continue, or do you want me to
continue, and then okay. Mr. Weiner has a question
okay.
when you're done.
So the point is, I've talked to Mike, the recorder of deeds, and he is all for this idea. It's called the recorder of leases and deeds. With the recording of the lease, it'll give the police the ability to know who's supposed to be on the property for public safety. It'll help the landlords out because they're going to be a cloud on the title, which means that the tenant can't skip out. Remember, tenants don't pay property taxes. Yes, they may pay rent, but during the recession when people had to rent their properties out when they had to move for forced relocations, they rented them out for significantly less than what their mortgage was, and they had to come up with that money each month, and their property tax increase would affect them on their bottom line. Rent is at market value. It is a false statement to say that the tenant pays property taxes. So unless you want to split the lease up and say they're going to pay part of the property tax and they pay part of the money to the landlord, that's the only way you can actually make that statement. So I'll sit down with anybody. I have a whole plan that I've worked with several people on what you can do. This will make millions of dollars for the county. And it'll start putting some of the burden off of homeowners and onto the other segment of the population that utilizes more of the services. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, thank you. I just have a comment, and that is that we're a creature of state creation. The state has dictated how we will raise funds to run this government. They've dictated a property tax. The alternative which you've described has significant constitutionality issues.
What would this be? Because I'm big into the Constitution.
I understand. I'm not going to get into this time of council to understand, but there are constitutional issues concerning the proposal. And that's not the law today. We have to balance the budget based upon the laws which we have. It's been 9 years. We've cut everything we can. And now this is the moment of decision, not based upon what may be in the future after it goes through constitutionality tests.
Right.
And as I said, I respect you, but I, having practiced law for 40 years, I have severe concerns about the constitutionality of what you propose. I'll be happy to sit down with you at another time.
This is not
the time to discuss
it. I do agree with you. It's not the time. I just have a minute to let you know you're a practicing attorney. There's other attorneys in the room. Recording of a lease is the same as recording as a deed. And having
we looked at raising fees, and that would impinge upon the business of real estate and law. And my good friend on council made that proposal, and he withdrew it. So it's something we've looked at. We rejected. Now we have to face the realities of the funding cycles and sources we have.
But my suggestion would be find a way to. I don't know how much time I got left. We have to find a way to get the tenants involved.
We don't have any way time to find a way now. We have to deal with the laws that are on the books.
Right. Well, it's for the future. I would just say that we have to start getting the tenants pay for their services.
They're going to pass the fees on. And
how are they going to pass the fees on? So I just had this
discussion. I'm not going to get into a constitutional argument right now. We'll talk about it later. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
For the next speaker, please come up.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Street.
And I don't want a response, but I have to comment because he's come forward twice now. And he's come forward on what I perceive to be a vicious attack on people who rent. And I can't sit here and allow that to happen. First of all, most people rent not because they want to, because they have to. And I've got young people, college graduates, struggling with student loans, trying to be first-time home buyers. They don't have any choice because their debt exceeds their income. So we've got those kind of challenges. And then the city of Newark, that he claims has all these phone calls from rental properties, I'm sure if he looks at the record close enough, there's a high probability that the predominance of those calls are coming from students who rent the properties in the Newark vicinity. And third, been no consideration of the rotten slum lords from other who live in other states and could care less about the property, just collecting the money and, you know, getting rich off the backs of low-income people. No consideration of that. And then if you want to look at the city of Newark and what it's done to the black community, historic black community in Newark, and has unilaterally destroyed it, taken property to the benefit of developers and people who are well-to-do, and for somebody to so much as propose trying to balance the budget off the backs of renters is an insult, and it's outrageous, and something I could never think about supporting.
Let's keep the comments on the issue and not the person.
The issue is the suggestion that somebody had unmitigated gall to come in here and suggest, in lieu of raising taxes, that you balance the budget off the back of low-income people who have to rent.
Mr. Street, you're out of order.
Nothing.
Is there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none.
No. There's people up there.
We've got one more. Okay,
we're just done with that. We're not done. I'm not done.
Please, you have 3 minutes to speak, and please state your name for the record.
Okay.
My name is Dora Williams, and I'm living in the Rose Hill Garden area of Newcastle, off Route 9. And I'd just like to say I'm just a little confused. I thought that the 7.5% was had been somewhat settled on, and I know the people that I talk to and myself, and I've heard others here today say that they're pretty much settled on the 7.5%, which means that those of us who thought 15% was too much all at one time gives us time for next year. Another budget could be a lot better. So I guess I'm a little confused at what's at hand here, because I thought it was pretty much settled and the 7.5% was good and all was well with the world and we were moving on. I don't know. Somebody tell me what's... We still have to vote.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. Smiley, you had a comment?
No, that's right.
You're good? Any other comments from members of council? Mr. Street?
Well, you know, the folks who are going to pass this budget got to present their side. I just want to briefly give my side. And, you know, I want to congratulate folks on being able to pass the budget tonight, but I still can't support it. And I hope y'all don't end up getting hoodwinked, because at the end of the day, so-called compromise is not a compromise. As a matter of fact, you negotiated up, because the presentation from the administration was 12.5%, and you went right back to 15%. And 15% is 15%. Second, everybody that's praising, especially public safety, and making the argument of good faith and goodwill all public safety, got a letter from the president of FOP says that the discussion that he had with the county exec said we need to be 380 officers, not 400. So I don't know where the good faith is as relates to that. I know what's being said, but that conversation can't be ignored. And I have no faith, no confidence that if the revenue forecast changes, that this council will have the courage not to continue the 15%. And whoever the presenter that came forward said it's never been reduced before, that history is correct. But apparently y'all gonna make history tonight, and that's fine. I actually don't have a problem with the 7.5%. I think that was a reasonable compromise, but to say that it's a compromise is not a compromise. You're actually giving the 15%, and you negotiated up from the 12%, 12.5% that was, they said they could make it at the last time, but I ain't mad at you. The will of council, be the will of council.
Yes, Mr. Sheldon.
you, this is tough. I'm going to tell you, Mr. Street's right. I mean, and I said it on the emails, how do you go from 12.5 to 15? And how do you vote for it? And they actually got 3 votes when the 12.5 didn't get any last time. I am though, happy with the no layoffs. I'm happy with Mr. Smiley. We don't have to partner. You can actually do it if you want. That's fine.
You got it, Councilman Shelton. I give you my word.
Because that means a lot. Because that way we can know next year. And next year won't be a tax decrease. I agree with that. I'm telling you now, I will introduce it. But I know I'm not going to get 7 votes for it. But it gives me a little bit more pleasure and a little less agile by this happening. It's very tough, though, like Mr. Street said. Man, if this could come down to 6-6 or 6.5-6, it'd be so much easier to be able to tell your constituents that I didn't go for 15 when I voted against the 15 the other time. So I tell you, it's going to be right until the last second on my vote because I'm very torn. I wish somebody could come and put me over the edge here. The one thing is that I do like is no layoffs, and I got to go by their word that there is no layoffs. So,
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah. The 12.5% was an amendment. Yeah. Didn't have any clarity to it or anything else. We don't know what cutbacks were tied with that 12.5%. We know there's no cutbacks with this. And the only thing I'm going to say, and I don't mean to be rude to anyone, believe it or not, this is going to be one of those rare occasions. My phone in my office was always operational since it started. My cell phone has been with me. It's been operational. My door's been open. I've been accessible. No one's brought anything else to put forward. It's a budget. We need a budget, not only for the employees in Newcastle County, but more importantly, for the public that we represent. Do I like this? No. But I haven't had anything else suggested to me. If it's been suggested to anybody else, I haven't heard it. So this is what we have. I think it works. I think the numbers are there. I am totally on board. Councilman Shelton, you got it. As soon as I can put a budget to rest where I don't have to be working on that, what you're looking for is going to be the priority for me. Because it's summertime, my wife's off work, she wants me to find something to do. So that'll definitely keep me busy for a little while anyway. So with that, if it pleases the council, I'd like to call for the vote.
Madam Clerk, please.
I probably got 2 more. Please, I'm very, you know.
No problem.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smiley. No, just there's another question from the administration, if they can come down.
Yes, Mr. Sheldon speaking.
I'm sorry, yes. Is there the pay staying the same, the benefits staying the same? Is everything the same? No forced furlough days, no forced time off. Can I hear an explanation on that?
Would you like to hear from someone from the executive side?
Unless you got the answer, yes.
I'm not going to be answering it. I have a different answer. For someone from the executive side? Can you answer Mr. Sheldon's question?
No,
please come up.
She's on her way down.
Councilman Kilpatrick, do remind me, I did come up with another budget idea that failed miserably, as Councilman Weiner said, but it was a 6% increase without property taxes, so I did come up with something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vanessa Phillips, Chief Administrative Officer for Newcastle County. Councilman Shannon, can you please repeat your question?
The question is, would there be any pay cuts, any reduction in benefits, unless negotiated, and would there be forced furlough days?
Well, you just raised a good point. We are about to enter union negotiations, our contracts will expire next spring, and we've already began the process to open up the contracts. So I can't speak to what the negotiations will be in terms of pay raises or benefits, but tonight's vote will have an impact on what we come to the table with.
Sure.
So it is important that we know our revenue situation going into union negotiations.
When is the contract up and over with? This year?
There's several collective bargaining agreements, and they have different expiration dates, but the majority of them expire next spring, April of 2019.
Okay, so nothing would be done on those particular unions, whoever it is.
Actually, we've already started, we sent a letter of intent to open up the negotiations, and we've started to schedule meetings with the union, so the process is underway.
Okay, I've been through that.
Mr. Patrick, next.
We string them along.
But if this vote, as it's printed tonight, would pass, there will be no repercussions as far as asking employees to take furlough days or any of what he asked.
That is correct.
From now until a renegotiation takes place.
That is correct.
Renegotiation is start at ground zero and go forward from there.
Yes. If the substitute ordinance is passed tonight, we will not be considering any cuts.
Or furloughs.
Thank you.
Or furloughs.
Are there any other questions from members of council?
I have one. So you stated...
Mr. Woods and then Mr. Stewart.
You stated that we'll start at ground zero. Am I correct?
Yeah. That was my turn.
So I'm hoping we're not starting at ground zero. We already have contracts in place. And
that is correct.
I want to make sure our employees aren't losing.
We are not starting at ground zero.
That was just my term.
All right.
Nothing that goes on.
Ms. Kilpatrick is now speaking.
There was a yes. That's why I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mr. Woods? Okay. Mr. Stewart.
Am I correct that even if Councilman Sheldon found 7 votes next year to
not implement
the whole 15% to maintain the 7.5 or something less than, the county executive could veto it, then he wouldn't need 7, he'd need 10.
Yes.
So that decreases the likelihood that there'll be any change other than the 15% next year.
Mr. Street, is that a question to the...
No, that's a comment. The question was asked and answered whether or not it could be vetoed, and then in Mr. Sheldon's analogy, it wouldn't be 7.
Right.
It's 10.
No, you're right.
And this council doesn't have a history of being courageous, and I will bet you come next year that you'll lose police officers through attrition, and that won't change, and you'll have the 15% anyway. That's what's going to happen. I'll bet you a nickel to a donut.
No, because you've won. I owe you.
Mr. Sheldon, I report it.
I hope we get better Wi-Fi. I've been trying
Mr.
to get news, and you know, this Wi-Fi is horrible.
Are there any other questions?
Technology fund.
Order, please. Are there any other questions?
I ask that you excuse Ms. Phillips.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping we can move on with
the vote. Okay, let's move on.
Thank you.
Calling the vote. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to 18061.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
With all the promises made and been told tonight, I will be voting yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
No.
Madam President, the roll reveals 7 yes, 5 no, 1 absent.
Substitute number 1 to 18061 is passed.
Next, substitute number 1 to 015055. Mr. Bell isn't here. Is there anybody taking this for Mr. Bell? Hmm? Okay. Madam Clerk, let's see. Please call. Please read by title and enter by title only.
I need a second.
Second. Substitute number 1 to ordinance 15055. Revised zoning map, St. George's Hundred, South Side, Boyd's Corner Road, East Side, Shawcross Lake Road, North Side, Greylag Road, and west of US 13, 65.39 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban Transition. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to 015055.
It's a poll vote.
This is a poll vote.
Yeah.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and the work done by the applicant to work with the surrounding community and the consistency with the character of the area.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes because of the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
I'm voting yes because of the positive recommendation of the Land Use.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm supporting the Department of Land Use and voting in the affirmative.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Thank you. I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation from the Department.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes because of the recommendation, and I guess is what the future character of the community will be.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes. We're poll voting. I'm sorry. I'm in a day. I'm still waiting for the Wi-Fi. I'm voting yes due to the positive recommendation from the planning board.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes for positive recommendation of the planning board and the fact that Mr. Bell is in here, and I don't think he wants this.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes, and consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm joining the department and their positive recommendation, and I am voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting yes.
Mr. Woods?
I am also voting yes from the recommendation from the department.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. Substitute number 1 to 015055 is passed. Next, 017045. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I move that ordinance number 17-045 be read by title only and be... What am I doing? In place before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17045, revised zoning map, White Clay Creek 100, 906 South Chapel Street, Newark, Delaware, tax parcel number 11006.10274, 1.2 acres from ON Office Neighborhood to CN Commercial Neighborhood. Ms. Diller?
Yes, we had a presentation last week in land use, and please remember this is a poll vote.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and also the strength of the effort undertaken by the applicant working with the surrounding community to bring this new commercial amenity to the area.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of land use and also the consistency with the zoning in the area.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the land use department.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendation from the land use department.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes by the positive recommendation of the planning department.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm also voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
I'm voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm joining land use with the positive recommendation. I am voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board, I am voting yes.
Mr. Woods?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 017, 045 is passed. Next, 018, 026. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I make a motion to lift Ordinance 18-026 from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
Make a motion to read Ordinance 18-026 by title only and place before council.
Ordinance 18026, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2019 capital budget. Mr. Smiley?
Yes. This is the bonding authorization, and it does require 10 votes, as per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I'd like to ask someone from the county administration to explain what the consequences are if we don't pass this.
Can someone come up from the executive side and speak?
We try again 6 times like we did last year.
Yeah.
Ms. Phillips?
And I have to use the restroom.
Thank you, sir. Please come up and state your name for the record.
I'm David Greger, acting CFO. Failure to adopt this piece of legislation would mean that we wouldn't be able to issue debt. We have a capital plan that requires borrowing to fund it, and without this authorization, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Follow up.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. Would you give examples of how that would apply within the next few months, now with the new fiscal year upon us?
Well, I don't know that it would affect the next few months.
During the next fiscal year.
Our cash flow right now in terms of proceeds from previous issuances and what's kind of on the pipeline is that we'd be looking at having to be going to market in the January timeframe. And, of course, that's not something you can just snap your fingers and say, hey, we're going to go to the bond market. You've got to it's a long process. You've got to work with a bond counsel, a financial advisor, so you don't just do that in a kind of ad hoc fashion. You've got to have the foundation and be able to plan for it.
So if there's a favorable market, then, of course, that's a factor. But if we don't pass this ordinance, how does that impact us?
Well, this is basically an authorization for us to be able to borrow. And if we don't have the authorization, we can't borrow. And we can't fund the capital program out of cash, obviously. So these are going to be funding assets that are going to have useful lives of 20 and 30 years. So we want to use capital markets to fund.
So that was the point I wanted you to make, and that is that you don't have operating capital available to pay for projects which have a lifetime of 20 to 30 years, such that the taxpayers in each of those years should pay a fair share, and that's why you go to the bond market in order to finance it over time.
Yeah, if an asset has a useful life that extends for a long time, one of the rationales for borrowing is that taxpayers who may not even be born today are still going to enjoy the fruits of that asset, and, you know, at the tail end of that asset, they would be helping to pay the debt service.
Can you give any examples of project-specific impact?
Of failing to pass this?
Yes.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that have a question? Seeing none, thank you, sir. I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-026.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 018-026 is passed. Next, 018.
Excuse me.
Mr. Smiley?
Madam President, I make a motion to return to the regular order of business for the purposes of addressing R18-052.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. R18-052. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Madam President, I request that R18-052 be lifted from the table.
Second.
Mr. Smiley?
Request R18-052 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 18052, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2019 through 2024.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18052. Mr. Dahl, Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent. R18052 is passed. Next, 018027. Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I make a motion to R18-027 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
I request 18-027 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18027, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018. Mr. Smiley?
This authorizes the capital spending for FY19.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018027. Mr. Bell, Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent. 018027 is passed. Next.
Madam President, I request that 18-028 be lifted from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
Okay. I request 18-028 be read by title only.
Ordinance 18028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018.
I make a motion that amendment number 1 to ordinance number 18-028 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance 18028, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018. Mr. Smiley?
This amendment addresses public safety, changes the police attrition rate in the previous proposal from 5% back to its current 2.5%, which will also provide funding for the training academies.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Street?
I'm just going to be disappointed if the numbers come back much differently than this, and I'm going to be livid. I know none of y'all care, but I'll still be livid if we don't have the paramedic class in the police academy. So, you know, obviously I'm going to support this, but I just hope it comes to fruition.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from members of council? Mr. Smiley.
Councilman Street, I can assure you my displeasure and anger will far out-trump yours if that does not take place.
Are there any other questions or comments? Mr. Cartier.
There's one thing I'm crystal clear about. It's the need for a paramedic class. After that very compelling testimony by Dr. Sweeney, the expert in emergency care who consults with us. So I'm going to be watching, especially, we care about the police, but especially the paramedic situation. It's a force that's very frayed, and it needs to be strengthened.
Yes, Mr. Powers.
With voting, with capital, and the major thing that's needed in southern Newcastle County is another paramedic. We don't need the building. It can be housed in a firehouse. It's been said in my area, if the population in the county is shifting south, we need to move the unit south. There needs to be more than one unit. One needs to be dedicated for Middletown and one outside of Middletown. When you have response for my mother to come out of Middletown on a Friday night and take some paramedic 35 minutes to get there, you all wouldn't put up with it.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-028. As amended by amended 1.
No. This is on the amendment. Amendment number 1 to 18-028.
Amendment 1 to 018-028.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Amendment 1 to 018-028 is passed.
Madam President, I request that Ordinance 18-028, as amended by Amendment Number 1, be placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18028, as amended by Amendment Number 1, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018.
As per title, I don't believe we need any further discussion.
Okay, next.
Call for the vote.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment 1.
No.
18-028
as amended by Amendment Number 1.
On 028 as amended by Amendment 1.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
018-028, as amended by Amendment 1, is passed. Next, 017-095. Mr. Bell is not here, and that is continues to be tabled. Correct? Next, 017-096 continues to be tabled. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Mr. Smiley?
I just want to tell my fellow council members, thank you for your patience and assistance as we work through another budget process. Thank you very much.
Are there any other comments from council? Mr. Stewart?
I just think, based on what happened tonight, we need to revisit the rules as it relates to exchanges during public recognition. And I don't think that it's appropriate or fair for people, we ask the public to participate and then they participate and end up being attacked or belittled because they have another point of view. I just don't think that's right. But at a minimum, I think it calls for some discussion and consideration of the rules, because it can't be one way this meeting when it's convenient and another way another meeting in another meeting when it's not convenient. I mean, if you want the public to participate, the way we treated folks tonight, we just ran them away. And I don't think that's how we want to be seen as a government.
Mr. Strick, those conversations are taking place, and we have rules of civility that apply to everybody, including yourself, and we will be enforcing them. And Mr. Weiner was going to be, we were going to be addressing when he got back, but he stood up, took a minute, walked out, took a couple deep breaths, came in, and conducted himself appropriately. And so I did not see the reason to address that anymore. We do want, this is, as I'm presiding over council, we want a dialogue. People want to know. They have the right to ask questions, and if some dialogue can take place between council members and the public so that the public is more informed and council members also hear from the public, I will be allowing those council members to speak as long as they do not cross the line of personal attacks and stay on the subject. So that's what we will be doing now and in the future. I hope that answers your concern.
It doesn't answer my concern, but you're the president, and if you want to allow chaos in the meetings, then that's your prerogative as president. I've given you my best, my opinion about it. It's nothing new about my opinion being ignored. And if you want to run chaotic meetings and allow that exchange, that kind of exchange.
I don't consider them chaos meetings. In fact, I believe that
now,
some good information
now,
was exchanged.
Could I finish what
Mr.
I was
Strick,
saying? Could I finish what I was
you're
saying?
You're personally attacking me.
Because I asked to finish what I was saying.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
This might be a great meeting before.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.